With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. The Baltimore City Council on Monday approved two bills that environmental activists in the city have been fighting for years to advance. The first bans the construction or expansion of any crude oil terminals in the city. The goal of this legislation, which passed by a vote of 14-1 and now must be signed by the mayor, is to reduce the risk that trains carrying volatile crude oil could derail and explode in the city. The second outlaws a petroleum product, styrofoam cups and fast food containers, which do not break down in the environment like paper products, and so create a persistent source of litter and a blight in streams and along roadsides. Outside City Hall, Jennifer Kunze, a program organizer with Clean Water Action, praised the council for the oil terminal bill. She said it was a prudent move by the city because the rise in hydraulic fracturing as a means of extracting oil about a decade ago fueled a dramatic increase in the number of trains carrying crude oil through populous areas.
We've seen crude oil trains carrying shipments from the Bakken Shale region in North Dakota and the tar sands in Canada explode really catastrophically when those trains derail or experience an impact. And that's something that we just cannot afford to have happen in Baltimore City. It's just too dangerous in a city with such old infrastructure and such dense populations.
The legislation would leave two existing crude oil terminals in the city, on the waterfront in Fairfield and Canton. But it would prohibit more terminals, as had been proposed recently for South Baltimore by a Houston-based company called Targa Terminals. It had wanted to open a new facility to handle almost 400 million gallons per year of crude oil through the city and Chesapeake Bay, until it was challenged by the Environmental Integrity Project and backed down. Jeff Fraley, a board member of a trade organization called the Baltimore Industrial Group, testified against the city council bill, arguing it would make the city less attractive to industry.
Will this bill ban trains carrying crude oil through the city in the future? The answer is no. Interstate commerce is protected by the federal government. Will this bill currently make anyone safer in Baltimore today? No. The trains will continue to run if they so choose to do so.
Beyond the safety issue, the push for this legislation was part of an effort by the Chesapeake Climate Action Network and allies to discourage new infrastructure for the use of fossil fuels and instead encourage cleaner wind and solar power. The bill passed by the city council to ban styrofoam cups and containers was the result of a student-led crusade to reduce plastic litter. Claire Wehner and Mercedes Thompson, both seniors at Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, rallied more than 200 young people in front of City Hall last month with signs and artwork proclaiming Ban Foam and Baltimore Beyond Plastic. Here's Wehner.
Our group is so elated that the City Council has made the right decision to move toward alternatives that are better for our waterways and for people, and that they've especially listened to us. Council President Young has consistently brought up that the kids from our group, from Baltimore Beyond Plastic, were what convinced him to vote in favor of the bill.
The decision means Baltimore joins the District of Columbia and Montgomery and Prince George's counties in requiring biodegradable and more earth-friendly packaging. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.